hand pressed against my mouth, its touch cold and alien against my dry, puckered lips. My eyes opened, and I could see a face only inches from mine. I was desperate to read his expression, desperate to know what he was thinking. I forced my lips apart, ready to scream, and then I waited for things to run their course. Chapter 1. 3 months earlier. I had only been back in chambers 5 minutes when I felt a presence at the door of my office.
"Come on, put your coat back on. We're going out," said a voice I recognised without even having to look up.
I carried on writing, concentrating on the sound of my fountain pen scratching across the paper, an old-world sound in the digital age, and hoped that he would go away.
"Chop, chop,"
he said, demanding my attention. I glanced at our senior clerk and gave him a grudging smile.
"Paul, I've just got back from court. I have work to do, orders to type up," I said, taking some papers out of my pilot case. I noticed it had a rip in the leather and made a mental note to get it repaired.
"Pen and wig for lunch," he said,
picking my black coat off the rack by the door and holding it out so I could slip my arms inside.